2001, it was Datura. And now this is 2009, Christina. I don't know what Claudia and Brother Norman are going to do come 2020. Therefore, if anyone can show just cause why these two may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace. You can look here. You really thought someone would say something? I require and charge you both, as you shall answer in the day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed, that if either of you knows any cause or any impediment why you may not be lawfully joined together in matrimony, you do now confess it, for be you well assured that any who are coupled together otherwise than as God's word doth allow are not joined together, neither is their marriage lawful. Devon, I have a very important question for you. And if you agree, as I anticipate you will say, I will. Will you have this woman, Christina, Sherelle, Yvette, Seymour, to be your wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Will you love her, comfort her, honor her, cherish her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep yourself only unto her so long as you both shall live?
I will.
Christina, I put to you a similar question. Will you have this man, Devon Desmond Ramey, to be your wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Will you love, honor, and cherish him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep yourself only unto him so long as you both shall live?
I will.
Devon, there's no way you could have missed that. Who gives this gorgeous petite bride to be married to this man on this occasion?
I,
yes,
and the personal pronoun,
yes,
Norman Seymour, do.
What about Benjamin?
I put him on the side. But...
Thank you so much, Elder Seymour. You may take your seat. I call upon these persons here present to witness that I, Devon Desmond Ramey, do take you, Christina, Sherelle, Yvette, Seymour, to be my lawful wedded wife, to have and to hold, from this day forward,
For better,
For worse, For richer, For poorer, In sickness and in health, To love and to cherish, Till death do us part, According to God's holy ordinance, And thereto I pledge to you all of my love. You're such an obedient person. Okay, Christina.
I call upon these persons here present
to witness that I, Christina, Sherelle Yvette Seymour.
To witness that I, Christina Sherelle Yvette Seymour.
Do take you, Devon Desmond Rumming.
Do take you, Devon Desmond Rumming.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better.
For better.
For worse.
For worse.
For richer.
For richer.
For poorer.
For poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
And thereto I pledge to you all of my love.
And thereto I pledge to you all of my love.
There you go. There's a wonderful couple, man. God has joined together, let no one put asunder. For as much as Devon Desmond Rumming and Christina Sherelle Yvette Seymour have consented together in holy wedlock and have witnessed the same before God and this company, and thereto have given and pledged their love to each other, and have declared the same by joining our hands, we therefore pronounce by the authority of God's word and the law of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas that they are now husband and wife. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We're going to invite the congregation just to bow your heads as Pastor Edwards will lead out in the prayer of dedication.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Devon and Christina, who are uniting their lives together today. Bless Devon. Bless him as a provider of nourishment and shelter, and sustain him in all the exactitudes and problems of providing bread for his wife. May his strength be her protection and her boast. May his character be her strong suit. May he so live that Christina will find in him the haven for which the heart of a woman longs. In a special way, remember Christina. Show her a tenderness that will make her great, a deep sense of understanding, and a vibrant faith in thee. Give her that inner beauty of soul that never fades, that eternal youth that is found in holding fast the things that never age. Teach them that marriage is not living merely for each other, but it is more for uniting and joining of hearts and hands to serve you. Thus give them true love and a spirit that will know you. Help them, Lord, that they may seek first the kingdom of heaven. Help them along with love to have order and organization in their house. Help them not to be expecting the perfection of each that belongs only to you. May they minimize each other's weaknesses, being swift to praise and magnify each other's points of commonness and strength, and see each other through the eyes of a lover, kind and patient. Through thy providence, dear Father, lead them so to develop their character as to walk together with thee. Give them enough hurts to keep them humane, enough failures to keep them humble, and enough strength to keep their hands clasped tightly in thine. And let them recognize that each other is a gift from you. Then, when life is done, and the sun is setting, may they be found then as now, still hand in hand, still thanking you for each other. Thank you, Father, for you have joined them together. No one can put them asunder. We ask these blessings in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit.